From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. The White House early Friday announced that the president, in consultation with his national security team, has approved a new strategy for Iran. Later today, Mr. Trump is expected to decertify the Iran nuclear deal, which is known officially as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. The issue would then move to Congress, which would then have to decide whether or not to reimpose sanctions. This is a more confrontational stance toward Iran, but stops short of abandoning the two-year-old deal altogether. Football icon George Weah and Vice President Joseph Boakai are the early frontrunners in Liberia's presidential elections. However, officials on Thursday said only a third of the ballots have so far been counted. Election Commission Chairman Jerome Corcoya warned that no winner had yet been declared and that all parties should wait for the vote counting to end.
Candidates and political parties should also be patient and await the official result and not rush to premature conclusions. The Commission is committed to the timely release of results, but this cannot be done at the expense of accuracy.
The Liberty Party, however, wants to stop counting now, citing irregularities and fraud. With 20 people running for the nation's highest office, analysts believe a runoff will be necessary in November. The death toll from devastating floods and landslides in north and central Vietnam has jumped to 54, one of the deadliest weather disasters to hit the countries in years. Weather rescuers were desperately searching for 39 people still missing after heavy rains pounded several provinces earlier this week. This is VOA News. The South African Supreme Court of Appeal on Friday dealt a legal blow to President Jacob Zuma, opening the way for the reinstatement of 783 charges of corruption and fraud against him, saying that a lower court's previous ruling was flawed.
I can assure the South Africans that the national director and his team, after considering the judgment, will do what is correct in the eyes of the law, guided by the dictates of the rule of law and proper administration of justice.
That's Luvuyo Mufaku, National Prosecuting Authority spokesperson. For his part, President Zuma says the decision is, quote, disappointing. Venezuelans will go to the polls Sunday in regional elections that are viewed as vital tests for both President Nicolas Maduro and the opposition. Many opponents of the government doubt the country's elections authorities can ensure accurate vote counts. After the controversial election to install the pro-Maduro Constituent Assembly, which rewrote the Constitution, the company responsible for the voting machine said the vote tally had been manipulated by at least 1 million votes. The situation now has the opposition scrambling to encourage voters to go to the polls. Spain warned Friday that it could lower its forecast for next year's economic growth if Catalonia's separatist challenge persists. Spain's deputy prime minister blamed Catalan president Carles Puigdemont for creating economic uncertainty and for sinking tourism figures. She also said that Spain's government is considering lowering the growth forecast for the Spanish economy in 2018 if the standoff in Catalonia continues. Soraya Sáenz de Santa María is Spain's deputy prime minister.
Hoy las agencias de calificación.
Speaking here, she says that, quote, today the rating agencies have warned that political and economic instability could harm the Catalan economy and that a continuation of companies exiting could end up causing a recession in Catalonia, which would undoubtedly affect overall GDP growth. Wildfires in Northern California continue to threaten homes and businesses, with much of the area under mandatory evacuation orders. So far, at least 31 people are confirmed dead. Hundreds others are missing. Firefighters are also battling blazes in Southern California. World Bank President Jim Yong Kim says emerging research shows that investments in education play a larger role in expanding the economy. He said he hopes heads of state will invest in human capital, just as they do transportation projects. I'm Doug Bernard.
That's the latest world news from VOA.